bless everybody. Judy here. I'm your host for today. We had a bit of tech demons today, so I'm not sure if you're able to get in chat. Jerry, can you hear me? Jerry?
I can hear you. I'm happy to hear you.
Oh, I'm happy to hear you too, Jerry. You know, I love you.
Yes, you know, it's such a nice culture that we have, you know. It's very easing, very relaxed as we go stir crazy waiting for our Lord.
Well, I opened chat and there's no one there, but I chose a tech demon because here's what happened. I went to go start the show and it said it was not starting for 19 hours. And so I just went to press the button, go live now. I've never done that before. It wouldn't let me schedule a show, and I called Blog Talk, and they weren't answering. And so I thought, you know what? I'm just going to press go live now. So I did. So I don't know if people are trying to get in chat, if they'll ever make it in there. It's weird, though. I'm used to people being in chat.
Oh, good show. Well, then we'll just have to wait and see. That's a new experience for us all. That's wonderful.
Yes, I agree. Okay. I like it. I do. Oh, there we go. There's Billy. He popped in. Okay, cheerio. We are ready to go. Well, let's play our RCC theme song. Let's worship the Lord.
Right.
home, guys.
Okay, let's.
Thank
let's
you,
go home.
Andre. That was a beautiful song written by Andre. If you want to know the story behind it or you want to have the MP3 sent to you, email me. And also you can listen to last night, yesterday's show of September 14th, where he gave and told us about the inception of the beautiful song. A lot of people in chat are saying they cannot hear us. Oh, Carol can. Okay. Yes, there was a bit of tech demons going on, and we thought it was because Billy had unrepentant sin that the devil was able to attack our show. Billy went and repented real quick, confessed all his sins, and it's working now. Thank you, Billy. I told him, you need to stop. You need to stop with that sunflower peanut butter stuff. It's just, you need to eat real peanut butter, Billy. No more of that almond butter. Anywho, so that's a joke. All right, so how you doing, Jer Bear? Are you at a game or something? What's going on in your life?
Well, there's a Monday night football game going on, and I'm going to attend if I don't poof in the next 40 minutes. And so I'm kind of on the road a little bit, but at the moment I'm just hanging out in a car because it's probably the only place within several miles that's quiet. So I'm in the car. I'm just chilling. I'm trying to chill. Had a few challenges to my chill today. But, yeah, just little silly things. You know, people around schools and coaches and, I don't know, people taking little issues and making them big issues, which just didn't sit well with me. But,
You know, they shouldn't get on your nerves the day after a big date set, you know, or even in the middle of a big date set, you know. People need to steer clear of me in the middle of my date set.
No doubt. Yeah, you know, Carol sent me an email today, and any insights today? And I just replied, well, is big going stir crazy an insight? Because that's basically mostly where I'm at. I mean, I'm partly peaceful, but I'm also partly a little edgy. So, you know, don't mess with me. Just don't mess with me.
I love it. Today's a beautiful day because the Lord is coming today. Today is the Feast of Trumpets on the Enochian calendar, and we have a promise here at Rapture Centric Church that we will walk like Enoch walked. Believe it or don't believe it, don't matter. You don't have to believe it, folks. But if you do believe it, you're going with us. And if you don't believe it, maybe you're going, I don't know. We're all getting there. You know, I mean, hopefully you are. So, you know, if you miss the translation, there's another ship out a week or two later, and there's probably a whole bunch more. I mean, who knows? Maybe Kevin was translated on the third ship out. You know, God can do whatever he wants. He told us he's been taking people. So, God bless everybody. It's just a really high watch week. It's a high watch everything. A month, it's today, on top of the promise for today. So be excited. And I would like to share from – Jerry, did you want to share anything before I share from Rosemary's book and then I let everyone on the line?
You know, how about if I just kind of open by saying what I was feeling at the end of yesterday's show, which is, you know, Andre's song just feels right. I'm really glad that you thank him again for it. And it feels like the right time for the sentiment in that song. And it feels like the right time, and I tried to talk to him a little bit today, and not Andre, but the Lord, and just see what he would say, you know. And I just feel like he wants us with him, and he wants to hang out with us, and he's got a particular time, and I guess we should just consider ourselves in a very close camp with him until that time comes, which hopefully is today.
It is today, and I love today. I'm happy. I'm stage eight. That's the last stage before the rapture. Rapture-centric disease has eight stages. You may be raptured in stage two. He only lets people go to stage eight who can you can't take the heat, stay out of the kitchen. You can't handle preschool, kindergarten, playground people. This ain't for little babies waiting on the Lord and believing everything he says. It's not. You can't go to stage eight if you can't hang with that. You can't hang with, you know, believing everything the Lord says, even if you don't understand it, then stage eight is not for you. But we shall not divide over stage eight. If you're stuck in stage seven like Billy, that's okay. I'm giving Billy a hard time today. You know why I'm giving him a hard time? Because Billy can't hear the show. And I told him it was because he was sinning today and he needs to repent. And just messing with you, but I can say anything I want about Billy because he still can't hear the show. I know he's getting annoyed because everyone's telling him, refresh, re-sign in, and it's not working. Anywho, love you, Billy. Go ahead.
Stage eight is definitely the deep end of the pool. So if you want to get, if you get tired of treading water, just don't go down there.
Don't go to stage eight.
But
it's
he's,
total detachment.
You know, he'll entertain us there as long as we want to be there, because he's asked.
You can't. It's not like I can go back to stage seven or six or five. I don't think you can go back. See, once your disease accelerates in that way, you know, you just have to take more meds in order to survive it. More peace, love, joy, faith, and hope. More red and blue pills until he gets
here.
Because you can't, like, you know, you can't. There's no cure. It's just the rapture is the only cure. So God bless everybody. And you know what? While you're waiting for this rapture, I'm posting plenty of funny videos. You know, you don't have to have a big sad look on your face. You know, you can still enjoy your life until he gets here. Okay? It's all about what's going on the inside, not the outside. I'm completely detached, but, you know, I can fake it good. Okay? But it's like real faking it. Like, I really am. I do have the joy of the Lord. Am I more disgusted each day I'm here with all the gross things I'm seeing in the world? Sure. But I don't let that rule my day. Yeah, you know. So, anywho, I'm going to read from Rosemary Johns. She is an RCC cult member. Her book she wrote is He Left Me for Another. And you can get it on Amazon and by Axiom Press. Rosemary wrote this book talking about her travels to Israel and how the Lord changed her life, surviving a divorce where her husband left her for a man. And what a brave book. What a beautiful book. I'm going to read Heightened Adventure, and I'm only going to read a couple pages of it, but it's about a rooster crowing. And here I go. Here it goes. So Israel is a Middle Eastern country, far from America. I was at home. I fell soundly asleep as soon as my head hit the pillow. It did not bother me to arise early to pray. As I awoke one morning about 3:30 in my room on the sixth floor of my Jerusalem hotel, I prayed. I knew the Lord wanted me to go outside to continue praying. Again, wasn't this a rather strange request? The doors of the hotel were securely locked, yet I remembered that early in the morning outside was the time and place Jesus often chose to pray when he walked the earth. I headed downstairs to find a door, but it was padlocked with a heavy chain. All the other doors on the ground floor were locked tightly. I walked upstairs to the lobby on the sixth floor and asked the night desk clerk if it were possible to go outside to pray. This sounded so odd coming out of my mouth at this time of night. I knew if Jesus requested this, he would provide a way. It was simple. The desk clerk quickly pointed me to the unlocked balcony doors. We were in the hotel lobby, stories above ground level. A long balcony running along two sides of this large hotel provided an expansive view of Jerusalem. I slid open the door, walked to the railing, and quietly looked over the lights dotting the city. The streets were still, totally quiet. I never thought Jerusalem could be as silent or peaceful as I witnessed at that moment. The media always depicted it differently. Out of the sapphire blue, starlit sky came a fresh puff of air. As the coolness brushed my cheek and ruffled the sleeves of my shirt, I thought, I cannot believe I am here in Jerusalem. This is the city where Jesus walked and cried. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wing, but you were not willing. I peered over the railing to see the light-lined streets and alleys winding into the distance. Everything was silent. I again thought of Jesus arising early to pray. Tears came to my eyes, surprisingly, once more. It was now 4 a.m. Did he customarily pray at this time? A sound pierced the stillness. My eyes focused from the balcony railing across the panorama of dimly lit streets. Yes, it was a rooster's crow. Instantly, I thought of Jesus, taken away that morning from the Garden of Gethsemane to begin the process of the crucifixion. By now, I was sobbing hard. The crowing broke, was followed by a crow from another rooster, a distinctly different sound from the other side of the city. The crows echoed back and forth through the silent streets. I realized that if someone lightly clapped his hands, the sound would echo loudly. I thought of Jesus' words to Peter, who promised to stick by Jesus, even die for him. Will you really lay down your life for me? I tell you the truth. Before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. John 13:38. My thoughts lingered with Jesus, and that morning they led him away to be crucified. I thought of Peter denying Jesus 3 times. I always wondered why Jesus said something as significant as a rooster's crow to predict Peter's denial. Now I knew it was Jerusalem. Sounds are magnified in this bowl-shaped city. Now echoing from somewhere down in front of me, these crows were as loud as a trumpet call. Tears ran down my cheeks over and over and plopped on my shirt collar. Yes, Jesus timed this for me, or me for it. He woke me to pray outside at this hour. I asked Jesus to forgive me for all the times I denied him. My resisting this trip was denying him. I was very sorry. I wondered, with how many other people on this trip is God doing something similar? Walking around the balcony, I cried more and prayed more. I wiped tears and asked the Lord to help me not push him away again when he asked something of me, something like coming to Israel. I will never forget Jerusalem's near daylight landscape that morning, the haunting sound of the roosters crowing, or the fresh crispness of the air blown from the navy blue, star-flung sky. Most of all, I will remember the connection Jesus made with me. I was not alone in these awesome spiritual experiences. Over and over, I saw tears of others from every country imaginable as they walked the streets of Jerusalem, prayed in the upper room, or gazed at the Sea of Galilee. They walked crying quietly. Sometimes these were unmistakable tears of joy. I'm trying not to cry right now. I get really touched when I read this. Brimming in their eyes while they smiled, I could only wonder what the Lord was sharing with them. One young man speaking with joyful animation told me the Lord urged him to come to Israel. Though he had a low-paying job and no money, God found a way to put funds in his hands. The spiritual young man with a gigantic smile covering his face sincerely explained that he wanted to serve the Lord as his profession. He was ready. So anyway, that was her experience from the title Heightened Adventure. There's a lot more, but I'm just trying to read little excerpts here and there. If you want to get the entire book, you can get it at Amazon. He Left Me for Another by Rosemary Johns. And thanks, Rosemary, for sharing your art with us. And beautiful book, easy read, and it's my sister, like I said, read it in one night. So hope you guys were blessed by that. I get touched when I read stuff like that's personal experience with the Lord, because that's why I do what I do and who I am, is because of that personal walk, that intimacy. The God of the universe has intimacy with us, and it makes me cry. It really does take my breath away and make me cry, because I'm so grateful that he talks to me and loves me. It's just an amazing, and he loves you too. I just happen to know it and believe it. So I get a lot of Holy Spirit stuff going on in my life because I believe, and you can too. He loves you just as much as he loves me and Rosemary and everybody else. So God bless everybody. Today's a really special day. It is Emily's birthday. It's her sweet 16. So God bless you, Emily. Tana, how are you doing? Should we sing to Emily, or what should we do? What should we do for her sweet 16?
Well, definitely say happy birthday as you did and sing to her. And I know she She, I'm trying to think of a song. I know she likes that song, I'm Coming Home. We could play a song in her honor.
Okay.
Happy Sweet Emily, we love you. I know she
loves
Mama Pep. She's on the phone. Maybe Mama Pep could sing her a song or read her something.
Yeah, Mama Cat, Emily, Emily told Jason that she really, really loves you. So, like,
aww,
you made a big impact on her life with all the
aww
stuff that you shared. And
hey,
so,
it's
I don't
for
know,
everybody.
Maybe you want to sing a song to Emily.
Oh,
you
my.
Want to sing I don't know. You think about it because this is
okay
a big, huge day. Emily, as if it
yeah
wasn't a big enough day that you came into the kingdom and you're going in with us and we're going home together with you. Now it's your birthday. So I'm really glad
that's
that
special.
That yeah. And I'm glad that told me because I love it to sneak up on people on their birthdays. And,
yeah, we love
so
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing us with Emily in our lives. Thank you for blessing her mom with her and her dad. And thank you for blessing us, like I said, and that she's bride now. We thank you. Praise you. Thank you for
yeah
16 years for Emily's life and the rest of her
yes
heaven. I mean, the rest of her eternity in heaven.
Yeah.
Wow. She's going to get there young.
I know. Okay. She might be sick of the song I'm Coming Home because you know how she's probably listened to it a million times since the last time we played it. So maybe she,
mm-hmm,
is there another one? I'm thinking of another one.
Well, you pick whatever one you want to dedicate to her.
I think she's a brave girl, and that's the song that's coming to my mind is Brave by Sarah Bellis. Do you think she'll like
yeah
it? Okay,
yeah,
this is for you, Emily. Listen to the words, and I know
yeah
you probably already know the song, but just this is you, Emily. You're brave. You're amazing. You're beautiful, and we're so blessed to have you in our church and in our life. Here we go. To the
Emily, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, honey.
You can be amazing. You can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can be the outcast to be the backlash of somebody's lack of love. Or you can start speaking up. Nothing's gonna hurt you. Can't feel the inside and no sunlight. Sometimes the shadow wins.
good song.
Oh, Emily, you're brave. You are a brave 16-year-old. And if anyone has any words from the Lord, we can do sort of a telephone game on Emily as well. So if there's anything in chat, I'll read it because I know she's not there. And I know she'll be hearing this archive. So if anyone has anything from the Lord, a little birthday gift, let's give it to her. Meanwhile, I want to welcome everybody that's called in. Thank you so much for calling in Tana and Alana and Keith and Pat and Sarah Bell.
Hi, guys. Love you all. I just had a reading that was, I was going to read this last night, but it's really, I know she would love to hear this too, but I think, you know, all of us, it only takes like a couple of minutes to read.
Okay.
It says, come to my assistance, O God. Lord, make haste to help me. And the little meditation is, everyone has moments when nothing goes well, when everything seems to go wrong. Such times test the reality of our confidence in God's goodness and his constant care of us. You must then make a particular effort to learn how to lean on God alone when the going is hard. And then the word, God's word to you, my grace is sufficient for you, and my strength made manifest in weakness, from 2 Corinthians 12:9. And suggested scripture reading, well, that was John 16:23, but it ends with the last two paragraphs here. In gratitude for all God has done for you till now, put on a happy face before the world and blot out any present troubles and contradictions for the day. With you, and this is a little prayer, with you, Lord Almighty, all things are possible for us. Even my weaknesses and failings can serve you. Please lead me now to a useful work to do for you today. Amen. And the hourly petition, you are my God, my destiny is in your hands. So that was a little meditation.
Praise the Lord. Sounds great. Thank you, Pat. Awesome.
Yeah, I was on my heart to read that, yeah.
Yeah. So, Cerebo, what's new in your world? I bet you she's in class and she can't talk. Probably just calling in. Okay. Well, Sarah Bell, if you have anything to share, please share. Anything new, Alana or Tana or Keith? Tana, can you share some of your dreams, or do you need to get off to work?
No, I'm good. I don't have to work till 6:15, so I'm okay.
Would you like to share them?
I share.
I mean, only if you want to. She shared them in chat with us, but only if you're feeling led to.
I shared all the other ones, I believe, online, except for the weird one, which I was going through yellow. I was raptured up, but I went through yellow matter, and I landed on this island, but it was, like, kind of dark, kind of, and I don't even remember what was happening on the island. And then I went into this room, this other room, after we were at the island for a little bit, and someone, like, I want to say angels with me, or people were guiding me. And I went to this other room, and this little boy was, like, being healed. It's like he was, like, on Earth, he had some medical issues, but then in this room he was being healed. And then I went to another part of this room, there was, like, this sand, like an etch-a-sketch thing, like this board with sand. And I was like, I just wanted to get to Jesus. I hadn't seen Jesus yet, and I just wanted to find Jesus. So I'm, like, playing with the sand thing, and I'm moving the sand, and I see that one of the things, there's a picture below, and it was at the island I was just at, and then I moved it again, and there was, like, picture of the room that I was just in, and I'm like, oh, I bet if I move the sand, I can find, like, where Jesus is, and I wasn't finding it, and I'm like, I just want to go see Jesus, and I love him, and I just want to be with him, and then they, whoever was with me was going to take me to see him, but I woke up, so, yeah, it was weird. Keith's brother was in the dream with me. We were in twin beds. And at the beginning, I was gathering, like money, I don't know, to pay bills or something. He and I knew we were going to be raptured. And so we're just waiting. And I'm, like, put this money and stuff in a bag, and I put it around my wrist. So when I was raptured up, I wouldn't lose it. And then I went up through, like I said, this yellow matter. It was all sticky, spongy yellow matter. So I was definitely being raptured up. And then, but then I was, you know, the Lord's kind of putting it, like, you know, I'm always, like, concerned about, I'm, like, always, I'm concerned about, like, paying my bills before I leave so, like, my parents don't have to pay them and my roommate and they don't have to be worried about. So I'm thinking the Lord is, I'm thinking that's why, like, it's kind of like a dream of, like, get rid of those worries, that worry, like, don't worry about all that, and that's, you know, going through all that matter is kind of like was not dragging me down. I was still going up, but, you know, I was still being concerned about, you know, all that stuff on earth. And then when I got up there with the money, I'm like, I should have just left it down there. And but then maybe that's why everything wasn't in, like, full, beautiful, tropical island color, and because I was still having concern on my mind.
Yeah. I think it's exciting, Tana, because you've just been recently having dreams as someone who doesn't usually have them. Haven't you had, like, 3 in a row now or something?
Yeah, I've had them a lot in a row. I mean, at the beginning, I had one, and then maybe a month later I'd have another one. But lately I've been having rapture dreams, actual, like, me being raptured. And there was another dream I had, and I think I told it, but I don't remember what it was now. But definitely rapture related, or even like fighting in the tribulation related, like come as a 144 comeback. But so it's cool because I my first rapture dream I had was just recently of me actually going up. I've had, like I said, progression of dreams of us at the train station, arriving at the train station, us waiting at the train station, and then us meeting in a room and finally meeting each other, and then the rapture dream I had. So that's pretty cool. And then one, I think, with kids. Oh, yeah, me being raptured up at the room with the baby's room, and, yeah. So, yes.
Wow.
Been, yeah, I never did have a rapture dream before that. I felt like I was being pulled up before, but never had actually had a rapture dream of me actually going up. So, yeah, and then I had this other one. But I think this other one was, it was weird. It was a weird dream. And, like, I knew Keith's brother was going, I don't think he went up with me, but I knew he was going up. That wasn't, like, even the question. But it also was like, oh, okay, I went up in the elopture, and then he's going up in the rapture. Or he could have even gone up later. I don't know what happened to him because it was just the dream basically was just me after that. So,
yeah.
But I think that Lord was just trying to tell me to don't worry about all that other stuff. Don't worry about the finances and the bills and all that because, you know,
it's
once we leave, Kelsey's
okay.
Gone, so.
Yeah.
I have a question for Tana.
Yes?
This is going to maybe sound a little bit funny, but when's the next time you wear SpongeBob? Don't you do SpongeBob?
SpongeBob tomorrow.
Because you were describing a sticky, yellowy, spongy substance.
Yes.
It made me think of SpongeBob.
Oh, that would be funny, like me going through the head of SpongeBob because I'm SpongeBob. And me being raptured by SpongeBob going through his head.
Yeah.
That's funny. Eloped with. I'm being taken the elopture. So me being
eloped. Yeah.
That's funny because it did look like that. It was like all this spongy matter, like kind of wet. Spongy matter that I was through.
That's funny. You're going to entertain the kids.
And I do tell them, you know, I'm like, that would be great to be, to poof as SpongeBob.
That's good.
That's so funny.
Well, I just wanted to, go ahead.
Oh, good. I was just saying, that's a funny thought, Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry. Jerry's the garage kid president. Of course he knew. Ben, welcome. Ben just got off work. Welcome to the chat room. Deborah, welcome to chat. Gemma, our guest, Billy, and Tana, and Tressie, and Rhea. Welcome to chat, everybody. And welcome on the phone line, Jerry and Tana and Alana and Keith and Mama Pat. I'm going to read something from Jason, 302, our Jason. I told you guys, he's the one that wrote that funny song about God Nuke America. And he just wanted to say when he listened to the show in the archives, because he can usually never listen live, he said the singing by Tana was great. He also wanted to clarify that this song was written with a twofold purpose, to be humorous but also serious. The humorous part is obviously the rapture stage six condition for some people, stage seven, and wanting to die to go home to be with the Lord. The serious part is the destruction that is coming for those left behind. That's why I put at the end, may everyone who is left behind call out to the Lord in their time of need and be. The Lord desires that none perish, but that all would be saved. That's our desire also. Also, he wanted to say, for all those who served in the military, I am truly grateful for their service so that we can all enjoy the freedoms that the Lord has so generously lavished upon us who have been fortunate enough to live here. But our citizenship is not of this world. Our citizenship is in heaven. Simply stated, this was once a great nation, but not anymore. His judgment is just and right. So, Jason, I thank you for saying that. Now, he wrote out what happened with his hairstylist, and I wanted to share that because I told you guys briefly what happened, but I asked him to write it out so I can share it. It's pretty amazing what happened with his hairstylist the other day. The Lord told him to go talk to her. He went to the haircutting place. They said she was done for the day. He said, I think she'll want to talk to me. She'll want to cut my hair. They were right. And then here's what happened. So I was thinking about getting a haircut, but wasn't sure if I really wanted to go that day. The Lord told me to go, so I left with not much time left. While driving in the car, the Lord told me he wanted me to witness to my hairstylist. She's been cutting my hair for about a year. Quick side note, the last time she cut my hair, she was taking a college class and was not sure if she was going to pass. The final exam was the following week, and the Lord told me to tell her that she would pass. Sure enough, she did. So this established some credibility. Anyway, when I arrived, the lady at the front desk said that my hairstylist, Jasmine, was leaving for the night. She was in the back room getting her things together. I told the lady at the front to just let her know that I was here and that she would not, so that she would cut my hair. So the timing here was amazing. She was just told, she was just about to leave, and I arrived right before closing. So she is cutting my hair, and I asked her what classes she plans on taking in the spring. She says that she is going to take freshman English. I told her that the class now she is now taking will be her last. She was shocked and afraid and immediately stopped cutting my hair. She just stood there completely perplexed. This went on for about 5 minutes. I reassured her that she had nothing to fear and finally had to ask her if she was going to finish cutting my hair. He said, ha, ha, ha. So I told her if she would like to know more that we can talk after she is finished. So we talked outside, and I just came right out with it. This country is about to be destroyed. I then went into many details, from the comet and nuke to ISIS and our open borders to the nation of Israel, etc. Just many things as the Holy Spirit was moving. I then told her about the message of hope, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the soon return of his bride. I spoke to her about the rapture and the fact that this may be my last haircut, the last time I see her. So that's why the sense of urgency was there to speak to her about these things. I ended the conversation with how she can be saved and avoid all the destruction to come by receiving the Lord Jesus as her personal Savior. I promised her that if she genuinely invites him into her heart and life, he will come in. Just as I told her she would pass the class, I went to shake her hand and she hugged me instead. I told her, God bless you, and then left. When I was driving home, I told God I planted the seed, now you make it grow. He told me it was a done deal. And then Judy, when I chatted with you later on, you saw her entering the ark as a little lamb, which confirmed her salvation because I guess she's really petite. And he said, what's really interesting is how Jerry pointed out her name, Jasmine. It means flower. And flower is the ringtone that God used to set my alarm, you know, the alarm thing with me. So cool. And flowers also our other word for today. Anyway, love and blessings, Jason. Thank you, Jason, for sharing that. And he can't call in, which is why people that can't call in share stories that I read. It's better if you call in so we can hear all your beautiful voices. But there's amazing stuff going on. Michelle's at work, and she can't share. So I want to share some things that have been happening with her that are very profound and huge flirts. But before I do that, I want to play a song for Emily for her sweet 16.
And I know Jason sent Keith a couple dreams to translate.
Yeah. And when all that's completed, they can definitely share this. Okay. I'm coming home. What's the title of that? Because maybe she's not sick of the song, and so I have to play it. Because you know.
Yeah, it's called Coming Home. I think it's just the
Under Sea. Okay. Oh, we have so many songs out. Okay, this is for you, Emily.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home.
Going home, Emily. We're going home, RCC. Kleck is playing, I think, the song, I Can Feel It Coming in the Air Tonight. Benjamin sent me the song, and it'll X. So I'm going to play that song, too. Anyway, Michelle, let me tell you guys what's going on with Mish. She's our warrior of faith, the meteorologist, but she's at work right now. But, okay, here's what God's been doing with her. Today, she felt a strong, tingly sensation on her cheek. She asked God if it was him, and he said yes. It was like he was pressing his cheek next to mine. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Those were love flirts. And,
oh, yeah.
Other stuff that's been going on with her. She wants me to share about the mysterious beeping that's been going on at her job. Did you guys know about this? Has she talked about it in Facebook chat?
No. Not that I've read.
Okay, so I'm still hearing a mysterious beeping noise periodically at work, like what a stopwatch would make. My coworkers are baffled as to what is making the noise, but I think it is God. Last time it beeped, the time was 4:40/4:41.
Wow.
the mysterious beeping started about the same time as God started setting my alarm on my phone. You know, you guys know about my alarm story.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said it just beeped again at 6:05, right after I sent my text to her. She can't call in when she's at work, so. But he just flirting with her in a lot of ways, and just telling her it's now, and she's definitely stage eight, and you know, it's yeah, and little Benster there. Why am I calling? I don't know why I'm saying little. Okay, you guys, I'm in a little mood, I guess. But Ben from the chat room, I told him to share what's going on. He just got off work, and he said, the most important thing of all, keep your mind on things above, things that are good, holy, meditate on them. God said to do it because he knows we need to. So thank you, mm-hmm. Ben, for sharing that little nugget with us.
Amen.
And Rhea said, amen, Ben. I lose myself in hours of Bible study. Jesus' truth is all that matters now. That's right, Rhea. That's all that matters. And can you guys feel it coming in the air tonight? Can you feel it? Can you feel the nearness of the Lord?
Yeah, I had a flirt today. He flirted with me. Mm-hmm. At the restaurant I was doing a check. We have to do manual checks. With the good old-fashioned calculator, we don't have computers, and the check number totaled 7777, which
wow.
I've never gotten before. So that was a flirt.
I love it.
Like, wow, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that flirt. That's never happened before. 7777, someone's check amount.
That's awesome. What's the title of that song, I Can Feel It Coming in the Air Tonight? What's that?
In the Air.
Okay.
Maybe. Jerry would know. He uploaded it. Jerry, do you remember?
It's in the air. I'm going to have to hang out here. Because I'm right in the
club. Okay.
I love you all. We'll see you in the air.
Love you, Jerry. Have fun.
In the air. Oh, here it is. Okay, here we go, guys. Let's rock on.
Oh, Lord.
Goodness. See, that now that's a good worship song. You know, this is worship. Sorry if you're not used to worshiping like this. But, yeah, this is we're just worshiping the Lord in the chat room and worshiping the Lord to these songs. Can you feel them coming,
yes.
Pat? Can you feel them in
the
air?
Oh, honey. I just cry. I have tears now. You know, really?
Oh.
I cry.
I love it.
The day. It's like he holds me 24/7 in his arms. He doesn't let me go. And it's for all of you. You know, it's for everyone. He just, I wake up, he's there. I go to sleep, he's there. Through the night, he's there. Through the day, he's there. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, it's nonstop. It's just nonstop. Even with all the trials, and Judy, you know, I've told you what's going on. I mean, I'm not going to talk about anything, but with all the trials, I have peace. Because, you know, people call me, and then they straighten it out, and it's like, what on earth were you worried about? You know, like, girl, just don't worry anymore. Yeah, but the longing is, it's beautiful, but it's agonizing. It's agonizing.
Yeah.
Because we all say, as a bride, you know, you want to be with the one you're in love with, that you know that you're supposed to be with. So come and get us.
Yeah.
I sent you that Kevin Marassi page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was
you
pretty
want to read it, Pat? Let me
here it is. Yeah, this is this guy, boy, he rocks, you know. I mean, holy shkamoli. I mean, I don't mean to sound crazy, but yeah, Prophecy Vision. This is for September 14th of the realignment of the world's administrative blocks units into coalitions to create a one-world government, the B system. On the morning of 14th September, in a very mighty communication from the Lord God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, through a prophetic vision, supernatural dream, I was shown the different regions of the world being merged and then subdivided into smaller but larger surface area for political administration and also probably for military, social, financial, and economic administration, this being a sort of a one-world government with a new administration block units across the entire earth. In the vision of the Lord, as I saw all these happening, I heard the words coalition. Then I saw the nation of Canada and also the upper apex of Europe, plus other areas, regions of the world in what looked like a real-time map. And I was made to understand that nations, and indeed continents, are very soon going to be merged into a coalition for military, social, financial, and economic administration to curb the emerging challenges, disease, chaos, wars, financial, economic distress, religion, intolerance, etc. So I saw a realignment of the whole world, setting up a unified administration of the whole world, but with a few regional administrative blocks, units, majority comprising of continental administrative positioning, but which are all answerable and under coordination of the world rule government. The vision of the Lord then ended. The first message that was imparted in my heart from this very mighty communication of the Lord is that the beast system is now being formed, and it will be very, very, very eminently come into its implementation and operational stage. This beast system is the one that the Antichrist, the son of the perdition, the man of lawlessness, the beast will use to run the affairs of the world under the inspiration and guidance of his master.
Hold on, Pat. Oh, we got to say, Spirit and the Bride say,
come.
Spirit and the Bride. Okay, now we're in, why don't you finish reading it, Pat? We are in overtime, but I want you to finish reading.
Okay, and there's only a couple of more paragraphs. The beast will use to run the affairs of the world under the inspiration and guidance of his master, the devil, Satan, dragon. The second message that was imparted in my heart from this very mighty communication of the Lord is that the great tribulation period is about to commence on the earth. This is the period when the full operation and implementation of the beast system through the one world government will take place. One of the key plans and objectives of the beast system is the introduction of the mark of the beast to mark people for Satan. Note, the rapture, rescue, deliverance, caught up into heaven of the bride of Christ, the remnant, righteous, and holy church will occur before the onset of the great tribulation period. But the lukewarm church will miss the rapture and will thus be in the great tribulation period. That means that the rapture of the bride of Christ is very, very, very eminent. Under no circumstances should anybody take the mark of the beast. The radio frequency identification RFID microchip, even to the point of death or being murdered. Shalom. So there you go.
Shalom.
Yo.
Thank you, Pat, for reading that. Goodbye, Tana. Goodbye, Alana. Goodbye, Pat. I love you guys.
Bye, everybody.
Again,
love you all.
Emily,
in the air. Group hug.
I love you all. Love you, Jesus.
Love you all.
Hey, Jesus.
Yeah. Love you, Jesus.
You today.
Yeah.
Today. Power.
We, today, sweet God. Today,
should we
sweet
sing,
God.
Like,
yes.
Should we sing happy birthday to Emily? Like,
All right. Yes,
yeah, we can sing. Yeah, let's just all sing all together.
Okay.
Yeah. Ready? Right.
Okay.
Go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Emily. Happy birthday to you. May the dear Lord bless you.
Party in heaven. We're having a party for you in heaven tonight.
Hey, I'll bake the cake and the pizza, so I'll be busy.
Emily, it's going to be a dance party. It's going to be so fun. A pinch to grow an inch and a sock to grow a block.
Of course it's a dance 16. It's a sweet 16 dance party. Woohoo! Jesus.
Ooh, hey, that's the best.
We'll be there dancing.
It's going to be so fun.
Yes, amen. All right, I love you all. Happy birthday,
Emily.
Love
you all. Happy birthday,
Emily. Okay, bye, everybody. Love you guys.
Okay, bye. Yeah. Okay, in the air.